Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to The Conversation. I'm your host, Roxanne Grace. Guys, today we are talking to Sunny Sandoval. You don't want to miss it. So sit back, relax, and get ready for this conversation. Guys, today we are talking to Sunny Sandoval, a multi-platinum artist, singer, and co-founder of the band POD, also co-founder of the Whosoevers. Today, we're going to talk about how to have a healthy marriage. We're going to talk about hope for the hurting. And of course, we're going to hear about brand new stuff coming from POD, his solo project, and so much more. Let's bring in the man himself, Sunny Sandoval. What's up, Sunny? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I know that your schedule is crazy busy, so thank you so much for taking time out today to have this conversation. Always. So I know that you, as always, are keeping yourself busy. I've heard recently that you were writing new stuff for POD, which is so crazy exciting, and I definitely want to talk a little bit about that in just a moment. I know that you have a new solo project going on. We want to hear about that. And of course, the Whosoevers, and I heard through the grapevine, they were also in the process of building for a new non-for-profit. So maybe bring us up to speed of what's going on.
For sure. I mean, obviously through COVID and stuff, it's a trying time for musicians and bands. So, you know, the upside is that I've been able to be home, which is always awesome. Yeah. But in the meantime, just writing music through the whole COVID quarantine, was able to do a bunch of solo tunes and stuff that I'm kind of archiving in the moment, going back and forth to Hollywood with POD, just trying to finish up a record. The Whosoevers, we've been still doing a lot of stuff with that and doing skate parks and anywhere where we can, they'll allow us to go and speak, you know, to young people. Most of it's been outside of California. And then I have Sunny Sandoval's Youth of the Nation Foundation, which I'm trying to build now, which will allow inner city kids to have a more just a safe haven to go, and will, you know, a place where they have the tools, and you know, a lot of these more of the poor communities that don't even nowadays don't even have computers, or they can't even FaceTime or, you know, Zoom in class and just stuff like that. And then we'll hit them with the creative arts and have a place to play music and do all kinds of sports and stuff. So it's a dream in the making, but you know, one day at a time.
Wow, it sounds incredible. I know too what you guys do with the Whosoevers. I'm also really good friends with Ryan Reese. We had Ryan on the program not too long ago, and I was telling Ryan, I'm hoping this year in 2021, I'm going to be able to jump in at some point with you guys. But I just love your heart, Sunny. I love the heart of the Whosoevers, and I'm really excited to hear more about this new nonprofit.
Thank you.
So we're going to start out. So recently I've been asking our guest a series of questions. Oh, I saw your kitty. Bye, kitty.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tina.
Recently I've been asking our guest a series of questions, and they're kind of like a fast-paced type of question. So don't think too much about it. You know, our audience, probably the majority of people feel like they already know you so well. You know, we've all followed your stuff through the years, but this is going to kind of give people a chance to know you on a little bit of a deeper level. Okay. So don't think too much about these questions. All right. The first question, are you ready? The first question is, what is your favorite color?
Kind of blues and greens. Okay. Blues. I never wear them. I mean, I always wear black, but if we're talking color, it would be in that world, in the blue and green type of world.
What is your favorite food?
Oh, geez. I'm a foodie, so I probably can't answer that. It just has to be amazing. Whatever it is. I'll eat anything as long as it's amazing and it's, you know, it's really, I mean, I wouldn't say gourmet, but I'm not really like a fast food type of person or just a junk food type person.
Yeah.
I like good food.
Yeah. I feel like you're speaking my husband's language. He's over here.
Yeah.
All right. What would your favorite word be? What's your favorite word?
I mean, it might sound cliche, but I think love would just be, that's the first word that came to mind. If you tell me not to overthink it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. Okay. If you could time travel, where would you go? And when?
Ooh, I love, I've been to Israel a bunch of times. Wow. So obviously I go there just because the history and the culture, and then obviously it's where, you know, Jesus spent his time. So if I can go back and maybe to some of the biblical times and hit up that region, that'd be awesome.
Wow, that's powerful. Okay, what makes you sad?
When people are hurt, I mean, obviously my family or my kids, when they're sad, I'm instantly sad, you know, but that just stems from, I think, just having a heart for people. I mean, that's why I think we're, you know, well, at least why we should be, the reason that we're called to the ministry is because, you know, God first loved us. And so we love those that are around us. So that's just, I think that's a natural, but I don't like seeing anybody hurt, you know, whether it's sad, whether it's in their situations, but yeah, I don't like seeing people hurt or used.
Yeah, me either. All right, what makes you happy?
My family, my wife, my kids. I mean, it's right back to them. They're everything. They're the legacy that I'll leave behind. Is, you know, me and my wife tried. We're doing our best to raise decent human beings. You know, so hopefully the test of time, they'll keep proving that.
Amen. All right, Sunny, I know that you hear the voice of God in so many different ways, but if you could hear the voice of God right now, audibly, what question would you want him to answer?
what am I supposed to do next?
Wow.
What next, Lord? Yeah, so I feel like I've been playing the waiting game for so long, you know, but I mean, that's off the top of my head. There's a million questions I would ask God, but for now it's just what next? What do we do in the next season to reach people?
Wow, come on. I feel like that'd be my question as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've passed that. Good job. That was really good. You know, let's move on. I know that the world, we all have been so impressed with you, Sunny. You've been so impressive through the years. But personally, the thing that has impressed me most, of course, is first your commitment and dedication to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but also your dedication to your family and to your wife. I feel like you just modeled in such a beautiful way that your wife and your family are the most important in your life, you know, after our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of course.
For sure.
This last year has been, as we all know, really hard, you know, and it's been really hard on families and really hard on marriages. What advice would you give to marriages that are having a tough time right now? Just, you know, encouragement to stick it through.
I think just for me, you know, just trying to having this experience myself. This is the most time I've been home. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But I've been with my wife. I've been with my wife. It'll be 25 years this year, going on. Actually, I think more than 30 years we've been together. We're high school sweethearts. My wife and my kids are my priority. I mean, it's such a weird experience because I'm so used to being gone. You know what I mean? So it's like, I've kind of navigated that and try to learn that rope. And then now that I'm home all the time, it's like, okay, let me just, you know, make sure my kids are doing their school and make sure my wife's good and I'm not in the way. But really, me and my wife, we're friends, you know. It doesn't mean that it's, you know, we don't go through ups and downs or we don't argue about silly things and stuff, but, you know, we definitely, you know, we've set a kind of a precedence to, you know, not yell at each other, you know what I mean? And not, because there's things that we learn from our own family, whether you come from a yelling family or, you know, hurtful words or things like that. We've kind of established that. And being that we've been together for so long, we really kind of learned, you know, even just in the past, you know, how each other operates, you know. But it's been a good and trying season, not just in marriage, but just on, like we were talking about the question before, what's next, you know? Yeah. Try not to go down the rabbit hole of all the chaos in the world, but at the same time wanting to do what you know God wants us to do and love people, but at the same time putting our families first. You know, I know a lot of ministries that are so busy and people are so busy, and then their wife and their kids are low on the priority list, and I really will not do that. And I don't expect God, I don't think God expects me to do that. I mean, obviously I put the Lord first, you know what I mean? But God is not saying, I need you to do all these things for me and then love your wife and your family, you know. God has already said in my heart that they do come first, and they're the reason why I can go out, and they allow me to go out and give my own heart and soul and time to the things that God has put, you know, in my heart. So, but family is big, and I come from a fun-loving culture of family, you know.
Well, it's absolutely beautiful. That's amazing. Great advice. Let's talk a little bit about POD. I know that my husband has been following your music for years. You know, as you know, he like used to manage and broke a lot of like the Warped Tour bands and whatnot. And I think he's always loved that you just been, you know, unapologetically you through the years. Like my husband also is covered in tattoos, and even back in the day being in that scene, you know, always had the tattoos, but a believer. And back then it wasn't as common for all Christians to have tattoos. Right. So I'm sure you felt that through the years. But all that to say is I know that, you know, you guys have been on the top of the top with POD, and, you know, just as you haven't quit with your family, I'm sure there's been times that you've wanted to quit music and the band or whatnot.
Yeah.
But what has helped you stay committed to that as well?
I mean, I feel completely lucky and blessed to be a part of POD. It was nothing that I ever set out to do. You know, it wasn't like, you know, you talk to someone like Head or these guys and like, dude, I knew I was going to be a rock star, or, you know, or I had pictures of metal bands or whatever. And that's what I'm going to do. I mean, they're unapologetic about it. You know what I mean? Right. It was never a dream, a wish, even a thought. And it wasn't until, you know, I got saved and found Jesus that it was like, I knew music was universal. Mm. And when I got asked to jump into POD, it was with the hard intentions of just playing music loud and reaching those people who normally, you know, would never walk into a church or even though we were just learning our faith, you know, ourselves. And so it was like, this was just a way to express it, but there were no dreams of, you know, record labels or ever leaving San Diego. So I know God has used the band, and I just want to be faithful to whenever that's done. And I've said this for 20, you know, we're going on a band almost 30 years. I've said it for years, you know, if the band's done tomorrow, I'm cool with that. Like, I celebrate that. I just want to know what's next. But I feel like, you know, there's been a lot of relationships built in the music industry, a lot of trust, you know, throughout all these years. And I have always been an open book about my faith, you know, so, and I walk with a lot of guys in the industry too, that, you know, they'll call me on the regular and just like, hey, dude, pray for me, or, you know, tell me about this or about that, or just to encourage them in their faith. You know, we do that to each other. But I am very grateful for POD and all that I've been able to do through that. And the thought of being able to have reached so many people is mind blowing to me, but I can't take the credit for that, you know, 'cause like I said, it was nothing I wanted to do. I think I was just being faithful to the call that God put in my heart. And so whatever that is, whether it's music or anything, I just want to keep doing that, whatever the next chapter is.
Well, I absolutely love your heart. How old were you when you joined POD?
My mom, she passed away when I was 19, and that's when I came to faith. And then it wasn't long after that. The drummer is my cousin, and Marcos, the guitar player. I was already going to watch them play shows. They weren't POD at the time, but they were playing all the parties and stuff. And then they had asked me, you know, they knew that I gave my life to the Lord and I was on a different path. And so they had said, you want to give it a shot? And it was nothing I even wanted to do, like I said, but there was things that happened and that kind of led me and said, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. You know, I actually recently saw you on Chris Greenwood's program, or Manifest. Both from Canada, so shout out to everybody in Canada right there. I saw you talking to Chris, and he was, you know, mentioning that he knew that you were able to share Jesus at Ozfest. And when I heard that, I got so excited inside because I know that there are no pastors or anybody that would have that opportunity to share Christ the way that you get to share Christ. And I know, like, you know, as you know, like I'm friends with Head, you know, Brian Head Welch, and I've been with Brian to Korn concerts and have been with him when we go and we minister after people in the crowd. And I've seen God move like a Korn concert, you know? And so when I heard, you know, Manifest talk about that you were sharing Jesus at Ozfest, my heart was like, because it's like, this is a hurting world, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And God strategically places us in arenas and places where we can reach the hurting and the lost. What was that experience like anyways?
I mean, it's been such a growing process for us. I mean, it's funny your husband mentioned like Snuff the Punk. Like if you think about those days, we would go into clubs or we'd be playing with, you know, white power bands and all these different kind of bands. And so we had more of a gang mentality about our faith, you know. Not saying that that's right. It's just we weren't afraid to share what we believed in. But we've learned as the years have gone how to approach people, how to do things that are more inviting. You know, we've gotten so much counsel throughout the years and good advice. You know, we're not trying to go in and burn down the house in the name of Jesus. But, you know, you get invited to play Ozfest, you want to be invited back.
Right.
So it's all strategic ways. You know what I mean? But I believe that most of the real seed planting or the real work is in the relationships. People think, you know, and most Christians believe that, oh, if you get a platform, then you just start talking about Jesus or you do an altar call and then well done, I did it. And it's like, well, that's not necessarily true because you can turn away just as many people as you think that you won. You know, but there's a reason why we were asked to play these. It was because of music, and the music was excellent. It was because of our relationships, the way we handle ourselves, the way we love people. And then it's like, dude, I want to know what you have to say, you know. But, and when we got on stage, we had a huge banner with like a Jesus with dreadlocks, and it was, you know, very artsy. Wow. It was like, okay, what's up with these guys, you know? And it's like, but we've learned, and it's a lot of trial and error, trust me, on how to get across. You know, what you feel God wants you to get across. Because there's times when I feel like I've gone up and said things that it was like, oh, that was more me than it was God. Because, or it was more the institution of Christianity, like they expect me to say this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they expect me to do this or say this when really God was saying, why don't you just go up there and jam the way you guys jam and then just love people and like smile and then maybe say this or say that. But, you know, a lot of people think they get up there and they'd have to say, you know, they have to give the gospel, you know, for 50 minutes and their set was 60 minutes. You know what I mean? It's just it's a weird thing of what most people feel they're supposed to do, whether it's just more led by that spirit. And so we have a lot of stories. We'll talk forever. But I think through all even the Ozfest times when we really built great relationships, but people, you know, and those bands, they still love and respect us. You know, it's not like, oh, that's that Christian band.
Right.
You know, oh, that's POD, you know.
Right. And I've also heard you say that when, you know, you got saved, like you said, I think you said at 19, right around 19, that when you were invited to join POD, it's because you felt like it was an opportunity to shout the love of God, this love that you had experienced personally. You just wanted to shout it to the world in some way. And this was like a platform for you to do that. And I feel like through the years, you definitely kept that insight as your main motivation. And I absolutely love that. What has it been like being a Christian in a band, like we said earlier, that has gone to the top of the top? I mean, I'm sure you guys have reached levels that you never possibly imagined.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it like staying like as a committed Christian, committed to the Lord, you know, committed to your family, just walking this journey out right? Is it tough? It must be tough.
For sure. Like I said before, it's trial and error. You know what I mean? It's easy. You know, people can go to church or live inside the church walls and then forget how to communicate outside, or their faith really never is put to test, or it's not action, you know. So you take four guys from the neighborhood that just, you know, we're just a bunch of guys playing loud music and hopefully we inspire people, but then you take them to different levels and then that's just it. It's completely different levels. And so, you know, we've made plenty of mistakes. You know what I mean? Even some of the guys in my band are, you know, our, even our perspectives or even our views on things have changed. Even, you know, all four of us as bands might not even agree on the same things. We can agree on Jesus, you know what I mean? We can agree on love, but there's different approaches to that. And it's just, you know, a lot of people get caught up on this, well, this is my view, and it's either a wrong or right view, and that's just it. And there's no, you know, there's no, they feel that's compromise, when really it's just us loving people and even and being open for dialogue and conversation, you know. But it's been trial and error. It's easy to say these things, but then, you know, put real temptation or the real world in front of you, then let's see. And not saying that, again, we're not perfect in any way, shape, or form, but it's more like knowing what you believe in, knowing who you believe in, and still wanting that more than the world.
Come on.
And trust me, I mean, I've seen a lot of shiny things, and I'm like, not that I ever wanted it,
yeah,
but it's definitely nice. You know what I mean? It's definitely nice to be around, you know what I mean? But if you're, you know, so there, that's the things I've had to kind of go through and learn. And even with the guys in the band, we're all on our separate journeys and our own walks with God. And so here I am all these years later, my heart hasn't changed, you know, as far as wanting to see people know Jesus. And that's just because I really feel like, you know, God, he came down from heaven to just for me, you know, and then, and to show his love to me. And so I'm selfish if I don't tell the people around me. I've always felt that way. Even though they might think you're weird, or they might think like, dude, why do you believe in that stuff? It's like, dude, you don't even know, man. I wish I could turn it off. I can't. It's just like, dude, God has touched me. And I'm not weird about it. I'm not, you know, I'm as normal as they come. I'm a solid foundation, you know. But it's like, dude, I just believe in Jesus so much. And I felt his love so much. I just, dude, I want you to know that. And I don't want to bug you into knowing that, but man, if I could be your friend, if I could love you, if I could be an example to you, I just want you to know my Jesus. And I can't force that on you, you know, but nothing has changed ever since the day I got saved. It's always been that way. It's like, I want my friends first. That was my heart. I never knew that it would be outside that box, but it was like, I just want my friends and the people around me to know Jesus the way I know Jesus. And because it's a gift, you know.
It's absolutely beautiful. I feel like I share that same passion. I often tell people, I'm like, still, like, I've been saved for over 15 years now, and I feel like I'm still the most excited person in the entire world that, like, God saved me, you know? And good. The Bible says, freely we have received, so freely give. And it's like, once you experience the love of God, and you know what God saved you from, and you truly get that revelation of, like, my gosh, God, you chose me. Like, you don't want to hoard that. You don't want to keep it to yourself.
No.
So I'm with you.
No way. You ever hear that story where it was like, I don't know where I heard it, but it was like, it was about this, the richest man in the universe, whatever, and he's on top of the hill, and he's giving away, you know, whatever favorite car, you know, whatever your favorite car is, whether it's a monster truck, a Harley Davidson, whatever, Ferrari. And you go up there and you're like, what did I do to deserve this? Like, nothing. I just want you to have it. It'll make you happy. You know, it's just, it's what you want, right? Yeah, so it's a gift. And then he says, well, just, dude, go down the hill and just tell everybody, because I mean, it's endless. You know, my gifts are endless. And then it's that person that goes, and after all that excitement, why would he not tell everybody around? I'm like, dude, all you got to do, it's just, dude, right over there. Just walk over there, and dude, it's yours. You know, your wish. But I don't understand why. You know, I guess it's just in a crazy world where there's so much confusion with religion and so many different things that people just, you know. I mean, I don't blame them. Some people just want to walk their walk with God, not get into mucky waters, just stay straight, because maybe they're just dealing with their own self. You know, we're like, dude, I need to be in church 7 days a week, or I need to, like, you know, cut these things out of my life completely. I get all that stuff, because that's your walk with God, you know. But there are some of us that are, you know, are just like, dude, I trust God wherever I step, and if God's calling me to go over there, I have to. I want to. I don't want to stay stuck and just, you know, wait for the prophecies of the Bible to be fulfilled and then just be in heaven one day. You know, it's more like, dude, how many people can you take to heaven with you? That's kind of more of the the goal.
Absolutely. Because you have the answer in, you know, like we've been talking about, like this is a hurting world. And when you see people hurting, you're like, I know the hope that you're looking for. I know it personally. I know. You just want people to listen so bad, you know, and
so like, true.
Force everybody, but it's sometimes you're like, why can't you see this? You know,
no, I know it's more heartbreaking that they don't get it. You're like, oh, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I know if you just give it a shot, man, I know you're hurting right now. I know if you just like, just dude, trust me, bro. If you have any respect for me, you love me, if our relationship means anything, like, dude, I'm telling you, bro, give it a shot. Go for it.
I feel like we're kind of cutting into my last question here. You know, as we were kind of like talking about through this whole interview, that the reality that we are in a hurting world. And and I've, you know, we've always been hurting, but the last year has been extra hard. I feel like for so many people, just because we all the time have our own stuff going on. We're all facing challenges, and sometimes they're greater than other times, you know, but then when you add in all the craziness that's going on in our world, like, it's hard. And so on my social media accounts, I would say probably every single day I get people in my DMs asking for prayer and sharing the crazy stories. I often share like these prayer videos and stuff, just praying for people because I have the same heart as you, you know, and just, but my heart breaks when you see how many people have broken hearts. And so my question for you, Sunny, to close off here is, what advice would you give to somebody that's watching this that is in a really painful spot?
I mean, first of all, there's nothing that I can say to change the person listening's mind. I mean, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is what draws you. I don't save anybody. It's the Holy Spirit that meets you, and it's proof that God is pursuing you. You know, and in the world now with just such chaos and lack of love and lack of compassion, but everybody wants that, you know, but they're just not given it. But and again, it's like I think people should understand the worth that, dude, God is, he's pursuing you. He loves you. He wants to put some answers to a lot of those questions. You know what I mean? He wants to fill those empty spots in your heart and in your mind, and he wants to heal, you know, the those scars that you have and those wounds from just past struggles or whatever hurts. God wants to do all those things, but again, I can't convince anybody of that. But I do say this, or I do go out because I'm being obedient. Not only am I being obedient to my faith, but I really do. I get a kick when that switch goes off in people's hearts, in their minds, and they realize not that the walk is easy, it's not easy at all. But they realize that, dude, if I would have just trusted, if I would have just, you know, given over my heart to the Lord sooner, you know, because that's when God takes the reins in your life and he starts to show you those things that, dude, I've been with you all this time. I love you. I created you for this. I want you to know me the way I know you. So I just encourage people, no matter what you're going through, all these doubts, these fears, the rabbit hole of what's going on in our world today, all that stuff, even the issues, it's not number one. It doesn't matter. This is just good and evil. And God is in the center of that and saying, keep your eyes on me. Because once we see through the eyes and the lens of Jesus, you're just going to see differently. It's not going to be these issues. It's not going to be all these things that you think are destroying our world or mankind. You're going to see that it really is a heart issue between you and the Lord, and getting yourself right. So I encourage anybody, whether you just confused, mad, or even if you hate God, then you need to go tell him. You need to go tell Jesus, because he's big enough to handle it. No matter what you're going through, God just wants, he loves your voice, and he wants to hear from you. And I always just challenge people, if you got what it takes, I dare you to go and ask God to show you who he is, because he'll blow your mind.
Wow. Thank you, Sunny, for sharing that. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to have this conversation today. We are so excited for your upcoming projects, for what's to come.
Thank you.
Your solo project and everything that you're doing for the non-profits with the Whosoevers and what's to come. And so thank you so much for all that you do and your yes and your sacrifice. You're awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, that's all the time that we have with Sunny Sandoval. I know that this episode blessed you as much as it blessed me. We have great guests every single week. So if you haven't already, like and subscribe to our channel. Also, check out our social profiles at Dream Label Group. Check out our website, dreamlabelgroup.com. There you will find a mailing list. And if you join that mailing list, you will be some of the first to hear brand new music from Dream and receive updates about our awesome show. Also, guys, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in, whether you're watching or listening through podcasts. And for those of you that don't already know, on our website, you will find a link to subscribe to our podcast. We are pretty much everywhere. You can find us at iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. Go check it out. All right, guys, until next week, as always, stay blessed in Him, and we'll see you then. Hey guys, Roxanne Grace here. Don't miss a single conversation. Make sure you subscribe and listen to The Conversation anywhere podcasts are available.